toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we launch here into the second hour, going right into your phone calls, where Josh is on the line in New York. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, Ian and Mark.
Hey, Josh. Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
I totally agree with you about the government, our, or American, U.S. government of U.S., probably the biggest terrorist organization in the world right now.
And, all you have to do is look up a dictionary definition of terrorism, and it fits exactly what governments do.
Yeah, and it's sad how it's just people have can't grasp the idea that bombing two countries to smithereens for, you know, innocent people dying constantly, thinking that that's okay. You know, supposedly these terrorists attacked us. It just makes no sense.
Right. All you have to do is just tell yourself over and over again how much these people in this other country, this other plot of land, hate you because some individuals from that country have expressed a dislike for some people in your country, specifically the government agents. That somehow means that every single person that breathes air within that geographical landmass should be exterminated. I mean, it's just madness. You have to be absolutely clinically insane, I think, to think something like that. And I think that's what we have in this country is mass madness, mass insanity brought on by the pop media.
This is a human condition, though. This is you know, us versus them, and as long as there have been people, this is how people think about them.
They separate off into groups and hate the other group. Is that the idea?
Just the way it is. I mean, if you know, and politicians have always said, don't worry about how much money I'm stealing from you. You got to watch out for those Huns, those Visigoths, those Vandals. You know,
they'll steal more.
Right. Those
and
people.
Burn your house down?
Yeah.
But the interesting thing to me is it's supposed to be a war of minds and societies, you know, of how you're supposed to live, and we're supposed to bring democracy to other countries. And it boggles my mind to think that people somehow believe that by bombing them, they're going to come around to see our way. It's like that's not how you win people's minds. If I have an argument with my friend about something and I want him to understand my point, I don't punch him in the face.
Yeah. He's not going to listen after you've hit him.
You might even be able to beat him down to the point that he says, okay, uncle.
Yeah, whatever you say.
Is that really what you want?
Right.
I mean, that's not the way to create a friendship.
Do they think they're going to change their minds by bombing them, or do they just hope to exterminate them? It seems more likely that they just want the bloodlust. They just want them dead.
You're talking about the average citizen.
I mean, you know, supposedly has to do with the money in some way or other, oil or gas or whatever it is. But it's, you know, it's probably more or less just power, because they don't want other people to be able to hear the flow of energy and this and that. But who knows exactly? I'm sure there's more than one or two motives. It's probably also to show other countries that either you step in line with us or this could happen to you.
And let's not forget that the military-industrial complex, and I know people, this is an overused term. However, there are companies out there that make things that go kaboom, and they make devices that throw and transport devices that go kaboom. And those companies don't sell devices that go kaboom at nearly the rate that they normally do if there's,
no governments.
Right, yeah. if there's a war. It's not about government as much as a government's at war.
That's true.
That's when the things that go kaboom get sold. And these things are extraordinarily expensive. The most expensive thing you can imagine buying in your life costs nothing compared to one of these devices that goes kablooey.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting because, like, you know, the Halliburton thing with Cheney, they just moved their whole operation to Dubai after the election. So they have nothing. You know, there's really no way of America to, like, press charges against them or anything like that.
And it's tax-free over there in Dubai, so great deal. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. We go to Jamie in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jamie.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I got a jury summons just in the mail today, and just listen to some of this kind words by these nasty bureaucrats that call themselves government.
Okay, this is a draft notice. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the draft. He says, you're hereby notified that you've been selected as juror, and you have therefore been commanded to appear personally before the Carter County Courthouse.
You remember, Jeremy, when you agreed to obey their commands, right? You agreed to that, didn't you?
Sure, but it's Jamie. It's not Jeremy.
I'm sorry. I thought I said Jamie. My apologies.
I think you said Jeremy.
Okay, well, anyway, it's right. Jamie from Wheels Off Liberty podcast. I recognize
that. That was really awkward, Ian. Anyway, he types this in capital letters. I'm not real sure if he knows in chat language. That's called yelling at me. So every once in a while, there's a capital word here, all capitalized, that just seemed like this guy's yelling at me. But
yeah,
it also
don't they know their internet courtesy, their internet etiquette?
I guess he does, and he says here, every citizen has a duty to serve as a juror. Under Oklahoma law, some citizens can get exemptions, but he says that's not really the case, and he'll only accept it by the order of the chief judge to be exempt. Says willfully fail to report as ordered, you may be punished for contempt of court. Yeah. Now, I want you to notice something.
Jeez, not only does he call you a bad American if you don't come, but he threatens you. The process is great.
Something that doesn't say
this guy
that I can't
motivate
appear.
The troops.
It says that it doesn't say anywhere in here that I have to wear pants when I appear to this court. So maybe I might just video this for YouTube, pantsless as the pantsless juror. I think that would be just entertaining.
Oh, yeah, I love
media
that. That's
right
great.
There.
Well, because I think that people should go to jury duty so they have the opportunity to nullify the verdict if they manage to get on the jury. But you might
I can
as
tell
well
you,
screw
if, you,
with
if you go in your tidy whities, you're not getting on the jury.
But you might as well screw with them. I'm all in favor of it. Maybe you could wear a diaper or something like that.
Well, I'm really wanting to get selected here, guys, to serve on this jury just for the cause of jury nullification, because chances are it's going to be a victimless crime there. I really want it to be somebody busted with marijuana or some nonsense crime like that, but I'm scared that I want to know all so much that I'll just turn a murderer loose if I'm on that jury as well. So
I think you're a thinking guy. You'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah, I'll be able to figure it out, and I appreciate y'all taking my call, and I'll fill y'all in once I get selected to
Sounds
be a
good.
Juror for Carter County.
You know, at the very least, Jamie, what you might want to consider, and this goes out to anybody, if you are selected for jury duty, go to the Fully Informed Jury Association website, because if you're going to jury duty selection and they give you one of those forms that you have to fill out, if you answer the questions even somewhat honestly, they're going to know that you're a liberty-minded person and you're going to get rejected right out of hand. So the odds, if you're honest up with these people, the odds are good you're not even going to make it on the jury, in which case it'd be wise to arm yourself with some Fully Informed Jury Association pamphlets you can hand out to the rest of the potential jurors there, so you can essentially, you know, infect, if you will, with the jury pool with the liberty message.
Honesty, perhaps, isn't the right term. Maybe guileless. If you are forthcoming with all kinds of information about yourself, they're going to be able to pick it out, and your beliefs. They're going to be able to pick you out like a sore thumb. However, if you withhold a certain amount of information that isn't necessarily their business, then it's entirely different, because your duty as a citizen, as you're told, is to serve, not to be called out because you gave them so much information.
Hey, Jamie, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and definitely keep us in the loop with what happens. Always interesting to hear about people who interact with various different government services that most of us don't have the chance, necessarily. Not everybody has ever been called for jury duty before. Not everybody knows exactly what it's like, and they do everything they can to keep educated people who know about jury nullification off of those juries. So you can't tip your hand to them.
No.
And there are tips over the Fully Informed Jury Association website that will help you know what to say and what not to say when you're being asked questions, whether verbally or on a sign-up sheet, when you're actually there. FIJA.org is their website. Fully Informed Jury Association. FIJA.org. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-685-3314. 800-685-3314. That's 800-685-3314.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Features including live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. Are you facing debt problems? With debtcrisissolutions.com programs, there are no more payments to creditors. Debtcrisissolutions.com guarantees to protect your bank account, wages, and property from lawsuits. If you're facing a debt crisis, you need to be able to keep your money to take care of your family. Call 718-615-0123, 718-615-0123, or debtcrisissolutions.com. You know, Mark, I was actually reading an article and this in last month's Talkers magazine, and it was really useful, and I'm thinking about maybe putting it into to effect. It was by a teacher who says she's really bothered by the way people say phone numbers on the radio, just kind of hitting digit after digit, 718-615. So what she was talking about is sort of combining into chunks the numbers. So it would be, instead of 718, 718, 615.
I hate that.
You hate that?
I just don't like the sound of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard people say it. I personally don't like the way it sounds when they say 718. 2356.
Really?
Whatever.
She says it makes it easier to remember because then you're chunking it up.
I don't know. People, I like nothing that's new, nothing that's different, and nothing that's not my idea.
718-615-0123 would be the new way to read that number. I don't know. What do you think? Is one way preferable to another? I'm not sure what is the best. Obviously, I'm used to doing just a 718-615-0123 because that's how I was trained. And she's basically saying, you've all been trained wrong.
Yeah.
So I thought it was interesting.
I don't know.
What do you like? 718-615-0123 or 718-615-0123?
DebtCrisisSolutions.com.
There you go. 800-259-9231. We continue with Bill in Kentucky. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian and Mark. Well, as far as the phone number thing, I say stick with the original.
All right. Okay. What is she?
That's just my opinion, though.
Yeah.
But talking about the border situation, as a truck driver, I am occasionally in that area and have to deal with those goons.
Is it any worse for you as a professional driver?
Probably not. I can't do the kind of activism that you guys are talking about because I'll lose my job.
Sure.
And this is not an economy that I really want to be unemployed in right now. So I'm limited in that. However, through listening to you guys and that sort of thing, I am not as subservient as I used to be. I don't call them sir. I don't take my sunglasses off if indeed it is daytime, which I used to do. So I'm learning. I'm doing what little bit I can in that regard.
If a lot of people do a little bit, it'll make a difference. Problem is, most people aren't willing to do anything. So congratulations to you.
One thing I thought would be funny, I can't do this, obviously, not right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if one of the activists out there has the idea, it would be funny to see on video. Because usually when you pull up, they ask you, are you an American citizen? I think it would be funny to go, okay, in Spanish. And then when they start speaking Spanish, you go, I'm sorry, what? And just keep doing that, and then see how long you can do that before they either get really pissed off or something.
Yeah, we really need more activists with free time to go to jail to try that stuff.
I think it would be funny, but anyhow, that's just my 2 cents worth.
Very
but,
good. Anything else you have, Bill?
Thanks for the show.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Paul in California on the AMP line. Hello, Paul.
Paul,
welcome back.
I was thinking you could also say the phone number by saying 7,187,463,423.
That's a few too many syllables, I'm afraid.
I think Paul has knocked it out of the park. This shows just how ludicrous this woman's suggestion is. I mean, if it's a good idea to say 23 instead of 23, then why wouldn't it be even better to just give it all as one single digit?
Works for me. Anyway, I've been listening to the last few days and shows, and there seems to be a topic that keeps coming back, and that's the topic of rights.
Rights, yes, sir.
And I would like to bring to your show the wisdom of Frederick Bastiat and Stéphane Molyneux from freedomainradio.com and sort of synthesize it into an idea which I put before you and your listeners for consideration.
Okay, please.
And that is, that I agree with you, Ian, in the fact that you seem to take the position that rights do not exist.
Except in your head. I think rights exist only in your mind, basically.
But they do not exist in fact. They're just a mental concept. However, this tends to get people nervous. Okay, but as Frederick Bastiat brought out, there are things seen and things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's look at the ramifications of not having rights. Okay, this does not mean that you do not have liberty. Okay, if I don't have the right to possess a firearm, okay, that doesn't mean I can't possess the firearm. I just go around and possess the firearm. I can do whatever I want to do. I don't need to have the right to do it. And the reason why this is not a problem is because no one else has the right to prevent me from doing what I want to do.
Because there are no rights.
As long as I harm no one, I don't need a right. I just go about doing what I want to do.
I like
it. Unless I harm someone else. Because in other words, in order to harm someone else, I have to claim the right to harm them. Well, I don't have any rights. So,
right, you're in a state of nature.
I can't claim the right to interfere with somebody else's life.
You're in a state of nature, and if you decide to harm your neighbor, then they can get you back.
That's right. I don't have the right to harm them. They don't necessarily have the right to defend themselves, but they can.
Well, I
sure,
think that
makes sense.
My thought on this is, to some extent, I like rights. I'm not saying that they exist, and I certainly wouldn't. I don't think they exist anything more than any other agreement among people exists. I mean, my wife and I don't have a marriage because you can't put that marriage in a box. You cannot, you can't touch it. You can't handle it. It's just an agreement between two people. So I like rights in that they quantify things for people and make them clear. You have the right to bear arms. And that way you can talk about, well, if I have the right to bear arms, then I don't need a permit in order to get to carry a firearm. So you can banter those things back and forth. If no one has a right to do anything except then everybody is, they exist in a state of nature, and essentially we really do, and that's why we have the government that we have. But I think that it is this is a conversation that's sort of abstract and needs to be left to academics and this.
Conversations.
I agree. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have this on air. I'm just saying that, for the average person needs rights.
I'm going to let Paul come back and respond to you. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I understand, Mark, that you believe you're somehow above average, and I think that's an elitist attitude.
I care about this issue. That's all.
All right. More on the way here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Gil Edwards of Termco Life Insurance Agency, protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. Termco Life Insurance Agency. Call Gil at 1-800-685-3314. That's 800-685-3314. Or 3314.
Termco.
Let's continue and bring Paul back on the line from California. We've been talking about rights. Paul, you're with me and basically saying that rights don't exist. That makes Mark uncomfortable. You say that even without rights, you still have liberty. So without, you know, this whole fantasy concept of rights, you can still bear arms because you have the freedom to do so, as long as you don't harm somebody else. Because once you harm someone else, then at that point you've forfeited your freedom to continue living, in my opinion.
But isn't that just a right anyway? You have the right to live until you forfeit your right to live? Isn't that what you're saying?
Well, the problem, Mark, is the fact that, as Stefan Molyneux brought up in his book, Universally Preferable Behavior, A Rational Proof of Secular Ethics, available as a free download on
That's a mouthful.
Radio.com. He brings up the point, there are no positive obligations, okay? There is a moral and logical problem with creating a positive right, because it's so easy to slip into, to go from, I have a right to bear arms, I have a right to make a living, to, I have a right to health care, and I have a right to have a job, and I have a right to a living wage for that job.
Mm-hmm. Right, and a positive. And before you go on, I'd like to explain the difference between a positive and a negative right to people. Negative rights are essentially things that come from within. So you have the right to your own to the religion you choose. You have the right to bear arms. You have the right to free speech. However, what a positive right is you have the right to something tangible. And so for the right to free speech, I have the right to a soapbox to stand on. I have the right to a gun cabinet to put my arms in.
You have the right to the labor of another person.
Right, and you don't have the right to medical care or any of those things.
Yeah, I don't disagree with your actual position, Mark. It's just that if you make a claim that you have a right to something, it just kind of greases up that slippery slope into those positive rights. And I understand you get the concept and you get the difference. But to me, it makes more logical sense to just eliminate the concept altogether and say, no, we don't have the right to do anything. We just have liberty. But that also means I don't have the right to infringe on anyone else's life.
To me, when you say that you have... when you say you have liberty, then to me it's another slippery slope. Essentially, if you have liberty, then you have the liberty to do anything you want. What's the difference between the liberty to do anything you want and the liberty to do anything you want until you hurt someone? Nothing in a world where there are no rights.
Well, because
there is no right and there is no wrong. I'm sorry.
The liberty to stop me.
Say again?
That I say the person, nothing. I mean, yes, I do have the liberty to harm others. It's just that they have the liberty to harm me back.
And then
people will realize that, hey, this is not going to work.
You know, I think we're better off defining things. I think we're better off defining things for people and saying you have the right to this, this, and this, and you don't have the right to that, that, and that. I feel like we're better off being specific.
More complicated than it needs to be.
I agree with you, Paul. I think that the whole
liberty to do whatever you want. Don't harm someone else.
Yep.
I mean, to me, the best statement of it is, "And it harm none. Do what thou wilt."
I concur with you. It's absolutely
right.
You know, I love
Mark's being an elitist.
I love quoting Aleister Crowley here. The fact is, what you're saying is it doesn't stand up to proof. You don't have the liberty to do crap. Because
sure you do.
No, you don't.
Well, how can you prove I
how
don't?
How do you have liberty? Prove you have liberty.
I have it.
You know you don't.
I can do what I want.
You have as much liberty as I have rights. Now prove you got it.
I'm not
it's
going
nonsense.
To.
It's absolute babble, drivel.
Well, you act according to your own wishes, and you can do what you choose to do. We choose to do things because we weigh the consequences. The reason why government is effective in enslaving people is because people weigh the consequences of disobeying the government. And governments understand this, okay?
Yes, because they're a group of people that will harm you. They're doing whatever they please.
They have liberty.
They are enacting force on other people. So why aren't you able to do it?
Well, because there are enough people around me who will support their violence. So until I get to... And that's what the Liberty, the Free State Project is all about. Get a
statistically
significant number of people around you who understand what liberty really is and what you have the right to do, and therefore they will keep people from preventing you from doing what you want to do.
This is an argument over semantics, okay? You have no more liberty than I have rights. There already exists in the world a conversation about people having rights. There does not exist in the world a conversation about people having liberty, or at least not nearly the conversation that you're hoping for. What you're suggesting is to create a whole new conversation. I am suggesting it's easier to take the conversation that exists and turn it your direction.
Okay, since I think you're both right, actually. I think, Mark, you're right in that it is an argument over semantics, and I think Paul's right in that we don't need to do what you suggested, Mark, and lay down for people and treat them like little children, which is what you're suggesting, Mark, that, okay, you have the right to this, this, and this, but you don't have the right to this and this and this, as though you know what rights someone should have and they don't, and you need to hand it down from on high. I think it's very elitist of you. But I think that you're right, Mark, in that it is semantics, because I could very well say, substitute the word right for the word liberty, and I could say that you have the right to do whatever you want so long as you don't harm anyone else. So it's basically the same thing.
I basically see it that way, too. I just think it makes more logical. It's simpler to say it's
say it from the standpoint of you have liberty rather than you have rights. But, you know, I'm not going to die on that hill. I just thought I would contribute to the conversation. And the last thing I'd like to say to you and your listeners is that after you call your local station and thank them for adding Free Talk Live to their broadcast schedule or suggest that they do add it to their broadcast schedule, you might go to CompleteLiberty.com and hear Wes Bertrand and myself's latest podcast.
Excellent. I do enjoy the Complete Liberty podcast.
You know, Paul, I didn't recognize your voice when you had called in here and really wasn't, I guess, paying enough attention to thinking about it. I really do like that show. I listen to it on the Liberty Radio Network. I would like to recommend it to people. I enjoy it thoroughly. And, you know, I look forward to hearing your guys' voices when you come on. I'm like, oh, good.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that show.
Thank you guys for putting it on. I really thank you guys for putting it on the Liberty Radio Network.
Well, great. Thanks, Paul. Keep up the great work out there. CompleteLiberty.com, by the way, is the website, right?
He's gone. Yes.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Paul. All right.
You know, and
LibertyRadioNetwork.com if you want to hear it on our live stream.
The unfortunate part about my job, if there is such a thing, you know, if one can say, oh, well, I make a living as a talk show host, it's just really tough, you know, sitting here running my yakker night after night as though I wouldn't be doing this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the tough part is I can't listen to shows too often like Complete Liberty because...
Yeah.
When I do listen to things, I need to be listening to the competition in order to swipe their ads off their air, as opposed mm-hmm. to listening to you know, shows that I would prefer to be listening to.
But you've made an effort to tune. How did you end up tuning in?
It just happens now and then. I like every once in a while I'll tune in to Liberty Radio Network,
okay.
Or I'll be here. I'll put the headset on. You know, when I'm just sitting here doing my show prep, that kind of thing, and they'll be on. And I really do like that show. There's no doubt.
I'm glad it's working like that because that was kind of one of my intentions when I launched the Liberty Radio Network at LibertyRadioNetwork.com was to expose a lot of our listeners mm-hmm. to other shows. I mean, we've got Gardner Goldsmith who comes in here on a weekly basis or as often as he can get here, and he's great. And he's got his own show at LibertyConspiracy.com. But having them on the stream, having them all together in the same place, Gardner Goldsmith,
it forces the sampling, sort of.
Yeah, you just tune into that stream, and you don't know what's airing, because unless it's during Free Talk Live's live hours or during Free Minds Radio's live hours, it's just a loop of the same the shows over and over again. So when you tune in any other time during outside of a live show hour, you'll hear whatever. You never know what it's going to be, and so it's a great way to get something new that you might never have heard before or listen to a new show that you never took the time to go download the MP3, load it onto your player, and play it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business. How would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home, and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. Hazarid. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board with the program, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, as an amplifier, you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines and more. In fact, the amp-only chat room is now back. And I believe better than ever. Some people like the old version better. And to them, I say, you can still go use the old version if you want to. It's still there. That's up there for them. And plus, amplifiers get in the loop before anybody else does on things that we're developing behind the scenes.
It's the Mouseketeer Club of Free Talk Live.
At Free Talk Live. And right now, we are in the midst of developing something that I consider pretty exciting as far as show prep. I'm not going to say anything more than that. Just a new way to bring the Free Talk Live show prep process into the 21st century. Because if I say more than that, it's going to give away too much. But suffice it to say that as of before the show tonight, the amplifiers were alerted to this new beta test option, and they are diligently involved in testing that for us right now, which is great. And it gives them an advanced look at what's coming next for Free Talk Live.
Good folks that they are.
Yes, indeed. They are some of the best. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. We'll talk to George listening in Louisiana. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody tonight?
Hey, George. You listening on 88.3 in Ruston?
That's right. A little town on Interstate 20, northern Louisiana.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that's where you were listening. It's very unusual. I didn't know we were on that station, so I thank you for that.
Okay.
What's going on tonight?
Yeah, I just tuned in to y'all just a little while ago. I was listening to y'all, I think the same that that was talking about America being warmongers and don't get, I'm not being confrontational here and anything. I'm just trying to let you know, I've just started listening to y'all.
Yes, sir. No problem.
And I enjoy listening to y'all. Y'all don't mind getting somebody's face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, these days, it takes somebody, you know, that's willing to get somebody to what they would call a politically correct, upfront, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I enjoy listening to y'all.
So what do you want to share with our audience tonight, George?
Well, my thoughts are that I'm 58 years old, and I've been around pretty good long. And I used to think, you know, politics and religion is something you just don't talk about with friends and relatives because, you know, it leads to nothing but argument. But these days,
yep.
It's a necessity.
I agree because they're trying to control us. We need to talk about this stuff.
I'm sorry, my connection is real bad.
It is kind of getting bad. I want to make sure you get your points out, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, during the campaign, when I'm going to be short and sweet. During when the campaign started two years ago, I was listening to CNN, and I would get really frustrated. And maybe I shouldn't talk about the particular station, but nevertheless, I'd get really frustrated about the way the campaign was going. But the thing that I gained from it was that it's time to speak up. It's time to be heard. There's things going on in the world. Y'all talking about freedom and rights tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Almost always.
Okay. Freedom and rights, you know, your freedom and your rights are something that people have died for and people will die for. And it the very fact that Americans came here and we took over the land that there was some folks living here when we came here,
mm-hmm.
Native Americans. And we took their land over, and we pushed them aside. We put them on.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
No.
Either.
I know. It was all of our ancestors. Okay.
Maybe not even all of our ancestors, but some of our ancestors were involved in that.
Okay, let me just make my point, and I don't want to get in no controversy with you guys, because y'all are pretty good at what you do. And y'all just make me sound like an idiot, you know.
I think you're doing a good job. Now go on.
If anything, okay, the phone call is getting kind of iffy.
It boils down today to being aware of what is happening, and we can talk about what we should have done or what might have been the right thing to do. I am not a special favorite, or George Bush is not a special favorite of mine. For example, I used to think I was a Democrat, then I changed my mind, I thought I was a Republican, then I thought, well, no, I'm not either one of them anymore, you know?
Yeah, hey, I know exactly where you're coming from.
Absolutely.
I used to think similar things. I used to even think I was a Libertarian, and then I realized I was actually a voluntarist. And you know what? I thank you for the call tonight, George. I appreciate hearing from you. People do need to know what's going on. And if they just start using their mind a little bit, you know, start critically asking questions about the information they're being presented with on this show and out in the rest of the world of the media and the internet. Start asking questions for yourself. Stop just accepting what it is you're being fed by whatever sources you're tapping into, whether it be the media or whether it be your friends or your family. Start asking your own questions and come to your own conclusions. I think that's a good first step.
You know, what George was saying there regarding religion and politics. I think the reasons that you talk about those two things in polite company are basically because they're both tools that are used to control people. Regardless of where you're at on the religious spectrum, I personally am a Quaker, religions have been used throughout history. You can look at it objectively and say, yes, religions have been used throughout history to control people. I'm not talking about your religion. I'm talking about everybody else's religion out there. And politics is obviously a way to control people. So essentially what you're talking about is either controlling people by throwing them in prison or controlling people by throwing their immortal soul into hell. One way or the other, it's about control. That's the reason that people get so upset about it is because somebody's trying to control them.
It's the unspoken part of the conversation.
Right. If people would stop trying to control other people, then you wouldn't have the problem to talk, you know, with talking about these things. If you and I were to get in a conversation about politics in Uruguay, we wouldn't get heated because we don't care. We don't have a horse in the race. However, you know, it's pretty easy to care about American politics because it's the American politicians that are putting their hands in our pockets, taking our money, educating our kids, and doing everything that they are doing. You know, fighting wars around the world, whatever it is that they're doing that you may disagree or agree with.
Right.
That's the control.
When your family is sitting around the dinner table and one member is arguing with another member about the finer points of administrative policy or something like that,
right.
The actual things that they're saying are, well, I believe this policy should be enforced upon you,
right.
And if you don't agree to it, you will be thrown in a prison cell. That's the unspoken part of the conversation, and that's why you're saying that it's such an uncomfortable thing for people.
Right. This group of people should do what I say.
Yeah, or else.
That's what it is. This group of people, and I can get on here and talk that way too.
At the threat of violence.
Like, when I talk about abortion, I believe that abortion is wrong. However, I think we've also tried outlawing the practice in this country, and that didn't go real well.
Prohibition's wrong.
I think that the people should choose for themselves not to abort their fetuses, that people could love those kids, and that's the right thing to do. However, throwing doctors into jail cells and throwing young women into jail cells is only going to result in young women deciding to get backroom abortions and bad medicine.
Absolutely.
All the things that were bad about medicine before abortion was legalized.
Let's continue with your calls. Larry is on the line in Texas. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Good evening.
Hey, Larry, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, wow. Y'all touch on so many things. I'm really impressed. Really impressed with the show and the audience. First off, I'm glad that you talked about the juries and the jury system earlier. I live in Texas where more people are put in prison than any place in the world.
Yeah.
Per capita. Yeah.
Yep.
And Harris County, where Houston is, where I grew up and live, that one county alone puts one third of the whole Texas prison population.
Gosh, really? Get out of there.
Jail. It's a huge business.
Wow.
And the first question on the jury questionnaire is, have you or any family member ever been arrested for any crime in the state of Texas? And if you do check yes,
you're done.
You're automatically thrown out of the jury
pool.
That
is outrageous. So basically,
you're not getting a fair and unbiased jury of peers. You're getting a very conservative jury of
the do-gooders of the do-gooders. Because just because you've been convicted of a crime doesn't mean you're a bad person or done something wrong. There's so many.
If they haven't been convicted of a crime, they are not my peer. Because I have.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, Larry, I'm going to bring you back. I don't know if you have more to say. We'll let you do that here in hour three. Other calls are on the line as well. We're going to get to you if you're there. 800-259-9231. If you want to get on the line, get on it. And we'll talk to you about whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Hour three coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.